Good morning and welcome to Good to Grow. I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And I'm Jan Petrzelka.
Well, Jan, we're close to the end of August, the last Saturday in August. And can you believe it? Where time is gone. We'll be soon here knee deep in the fall season. But we want to make sure that people have a little note on our upcoming events. We will be holding the Backyard Basics Workshop coming up here in September the 15th. And the deadline to apply for that is going to be September the 8th. So you still have a few more days to be able to register for that. But you want to make sure that you do get your registration fee on there. Your registration fee covers not just all the supplies and materials that you'll be using for the day, because we'll have a lot of hands-on components for that, but it'll also cover your lunch and snacks.
Oh, good. You know, feed us and we'll show up anywhere. No, truly, it's a lot of good information that I'm looking forward to receiving, and we'll just really benefit from these kinds of things, the trends that are going on in gardening today. And I think there's been such a push towards sustainability and growing our own, and we can do it. It's just as I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, I think I talked about the fact that we don't have black thumbs. Everybody has the potential to learn, and that's why we're here. And this program is going to be really great. And, I've talked with a lot of my fellow master gardeners, and many of them are planning on going to this workshop, which is good, because and this is part of our recertification process, is that we are required to have to a certain number of continuing education units every year so that we can stay on top of trends and the kinds of things that are going on. And so we're constantly learning and trying to stay up to date with that research-based information. And that's a very important thing. So this Backyard Basics class is really going to be a beneficial one to everybody, whether you're a master gardener or not. So we still have time. I believe that the deadline's the 8th of
Correct.
September. So give the office a call, 771-2354, and they'll be happy to get you signed up.
And one of the topics that we'll cover is going to be fall vegetable gardening. So that's definitely a hot topic on any kind of vegetable gardening. And nowadays, people want to grow their own edible plants for their own garden to use in their kitchen. And one of the things that we've always seen is the trends seem to be that people want to plant things in the spring, but don't realize what a great fall season El Paso has during this nice, quiet time. Our temperatures are stable. We don't have the heavy or the strong wind component on there. And we still have a relatively long season before our first killing frost. That usually happens in the middle of November. So, I mean, if we plant it correctly, we'll be able to get a lot of different greens and vegetables out of a fall garden if we do our planning and our planting now.
It is very important. And on our website at texasmg.org/El Paso, we have a home vegetable gardening planting calendar for El Paso County. And it's a really beneficial document. I was thinking as we were talking about preparing for today's show, the kinds of things that we like to plant. It's time to be thinking about getting your spinach in the ground. And we recommend the old garden standard. It's called Bloomsdale. And the more you grow, the more you harvest, the more that's going to come back. And one of the trends in gardening these days is to incorporate your vegetable gardening into your ornamental garden. Your lettuces, this is a good time to be thinking about getting those in the ground. And there's so many varieties that you can plant. And so be thinking about that. All of these things work very, very well in a container as well. Kale, chard, it's that time of the year for all of these. And one of the things that we forget and is very, very important is our herbs, our winter herbs. And the number one that we all think about, and we know it very well here in El Paso, is cilantro. Mm. I attended a a workshop not too long ago and was told that cilantro has taken over in popularity above basil, which now I'm a real basil aficionado, but I love the cilantro, the seed of which is the coriander seed. So this is a great time to get that started, and you'll have cilantro all winter long. Make sure that you have good draining a pot that you are planting it in. You can plant it in the ground as well. I've even seen it planted in an old colander, which if you think about it, it's a great idea. It's very, it has a lot of aesthetic value, perfect drainage. So think about planting the cilantro. It's also a good time to plant dill. Parsley will still hang on for the winter. It is a biannual. And, of course, we all know that one that works well in a, in our kitchens. And I'm trying to think what other ones. Oregano and thyme do well here in El Paso. They went over quite well. So all of those are herbs that you can be thinking about planting.
And a lot of those herbs are able to withstand a really closely planted. So they don't suffer when they're planted too closely to each other. So you can certainly be generous with planting those by seed. And there's another also other fall crops such as broccoli that does really well as a transplant. As well. So I like the fact that our fall vegetable gardens, once we get them established, they really overwinter well. They'll, you know, they'll establish themselves and they will slow down as the weather really cools down significantly. But it's a great way to be able to extend the green color in your beds, especially when you have, you know, annual flower beds that, you know, kind of go to sleep.
Puny.
Yeah, exactly.
Little puny. And with your kids, too, it's a perfect time to plant carrots, to plant beets. Radishes is always, and what a wonderful way to start with your kiddos in the garden. And there's simple ways that, that you can do it. When you're planting all of these things, take a good look at your seed packet. They have an expiration date on the back. And it's really good, of course, to buy the most current seeds. You'll have a better germination rate on those. However, I've had seed packets that I've looked at that might say 2002, and I go, maybe not. But you can do a germination test very easily by dampening a paper towel, putting a few seeds on that towel, fold it over, stick it in a plastic bag, and put it in a warm place for about 7 to 10 days. Keep an eye on it, and you'll watch those seeds germinate, which means it's a viability test is what it is. So that's a really good thing if you've found those seeds that are tucked away. Keep them in a cool, dry place.
Right.
Don't be leaving them outside in the shed where it's 104, because that really does damage the seeds. But there's so many things. Another great thing to be thinking about planting in the fall, and it will take all winter, is your garlic. And you can buy heads of garlic at the grocery store.
Right.
Take those cloves apart, pointy side up, stick them in the ground, let them go until June, and it's really fun to harvest.
Definitely a long season crop, if
it
you
is.
Will. It's a long time investment on there, so if you definitely want to get that in, usually around late September.
Right. It's a little early yet, but that's one to be thinking about.
To be able to do that. And to talk about your seed packets, you know, it always says Best Buy, and it just means that year after year, that germination percentage is going to go lower and lower after that. But that's in any case to use any kind of old seeds that you have. Plant heavily, just sow the seeds on
there.
Instead
of putting two seeds in the planting hole, you know, put four or five if your seeds are old. And on the back of that package as well, it will tell you how deep, you know, don't dig an inch hole for a cilantro seed, because you want it to, I have visions of that seed clawing its way up to try and get to the
sunlight.
So, you know, and you can use expensive tools like the tip of an eraser to poke that hole in the soil if you're going to do a direct sow, or if you can start them inside it. It's, of course, as a propagation person, that's a real passion for me. It's great fun to start those things. And grow lights, heating pads, all those things are very beneficial if you have them in your home garden, and so that you can start your own. And then if you do buy the transplants, and say you've started those even on your windowsill in the kitchen, when you go to take them out, you know, go slow. Don't be sticking them in the hot sun right away. They need to be what we call hardened off so that they have a good good chance of being healthy and having a really good start. But
definitely,
many of these things are direct sow, so you can put them right in your containers or right in your garden. And like I said, try incorporating those into your ornamental garden. You'd be surprised.
And for most people, a lot of folks like to decorate their front entrance to their homes, their doors, their entryway as well. And I think incorporating edibles along with those entryways is going to be a really good mix. So you talked earlier about kale and different herbs to be able to incorporate on there. You know, mix those up with some Johnny Jump Up, some, you know, cool loving plants, some snapdragons and violas that do really well during the cool season, and you'll get a nice contrast with those bright blooms with that green
and that pop of color. Mm-hmm. And if you have your herbs, I have my herb garden right outside my back door. Mm-hmm. But like you said, have them on the front porch. I've had people walk in to my house before because of the things I have on the front porch, and they'll say, "What is that wonderful smell?" So you know, we had that with the sage when we had our monsoons, and it just brightens things up. And like you say, when you have and remember that your pansies are edible, mm-hmm. you can put your nastertiums. This is a good time to plant those.
Oh,
so there's all sorts of things that are out there. You may want to scarify those seeds. Take an emery board, mm-hmm. And rough those up a little bit before you plant them, but they are absolutely gorgeous in the fall.
With some really nice foliage as
well.
So very interesting.
Sweet peas. Oh my goodness, there's so many. So go to the website and look at that vegetable planting calendar for El Paso, and we're hopeful very soon that we'll have one out for herbs as well. Most of your herbs are perennials, so there's a few that are annuals. But if you have any questions, give us a call.
Wonderful. Sounds good. So we hope that we've given you some ideas, some brainstorming techniques. Go out there and, you know, search. Take some nice photos of things that you see around town. Even do a little internet search and see what exactly is growing in the fall vegetable containers or even in your outside gardens. And you match that up with that planting calendar.
Absolutely.
To be able to get your plants in at the right time. So definitely that is available on the website, and it happens to be one of the most popular publications that we have. It is developed for the El Paso community as well. So make sure you check out the vegetable gardening planting calendar for El Paso County.
Exactly. It's very beneficial. Very, very beneficial.
Wonderful. Well, we're almost out of time for today's show. But before we leave, we want to make sure that you all indicate that your plant of the week is going to be our spinach. And we chose Bloomsdale. It's a tried and true type of spinach. And we hope that you give it a try if you haven't. It has the savoy leaves as well,
yes.
And a nice little curly at the end as well. It does take about 38 days to harvest, and that's not when you put the seed in the ground. It's when you start seeing the seed pop up on the surface of the soil.
After it's germinated.
Uh-huh. We start there. You start your calendar. So 38 days, you have plenty of that before that first frost.
And that's not a long time, and spinach is so good for us, and we can use it, you know, in salads. We can cook with it. There's all sorts of things we can do. So, and it's great to get our kids started on those wonderful leafy greens.
That's right. So check it out, and that's your plant of the week. Well, before we leave today, we want to make sure we thank Evan Walsh for engineering and producing today's show. I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And I'm Jan Petterzelka.
And remember, a gardener's shadow is the best way to keep your garden
good to grow.